All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with 2024 and Jerk Off January. Yeah, that's what they're calling it, Jack Off January, Jerk Off, we'll call it Jack in January, how about that? All right, so 2024, and we are returning with more Lust Theory. You know you want it, so let's get started. Okay, so my hints. Okay, remember Zoe we can't do. Megan we can't do. Jessica season 2. Zoe. Ellie, we're not ready yet. So, it's the teacher. Alright, so, it's morning. Looks like we're going to... Clearly says... Oh. I haven't really thought this through. What do I even ask? Just as you were about to knock on the door, you hear a commotion inside.
I don't give a shit. Go to hell.
Suddenly, the door opens.
I told you to go to hell. Why are you still calling?
She hangs up and angrily walks towards the bathroom while mumbling to herself.
Cheat on me, fucking asshole. Gotta remember to burn all his shit.
Damn. So much for all his shit. Let's get some F's in the chat for dude shit that's gonna get totally set on fire. A few months later, she comes back from the bathroom. Few moments, I don't think I said a few months. You okay?
What do you want?
Nothing. You just seem, not okay. Sentences. Brain. I need full sentences.
None of your business. Leave me alone.
Saying this, she continues walking and leaves. Wow, she's really pissed. Did her boyfriend cheat on her? That means they broke up, probably. This could be good for me. Just gotta make sure. I need that phone after he texts her. Okay... Alright, so we're gonna go to noon. You talk to her the same way again until the text message arrives.
Fucking... excuse my language.
It's okay. Relationship problems?
How did you...
I can tell from your face. I went through the same thing not long ago, so I can tell. Maybe she'll open up more if I lie I'm the same.
Oh, really? Girl trouble.
Yeah. She, cheated on me.
That bitch.
Realizing how improper a teacher swearing in front of a student is, she calms down.
I apologize. I shouldn't be saying such things about our students.
What makes you think she's a student here?
I just presumed.
I'm kidding, I don't mind. Though she really isn't a student.
Long distance?
No, it was, well, an older girl.
Oh, like a college girl. Good for you. What?
Older.
You're kidding.
No.
I'm a little afraid to ask, but how old?
26.
Wow, I'm shocked.
I hope you won't judge.
I can't really. I'm 27, and my boyfriend, my ex, is 22.
I still beat you in difference, haha.
You're right.
Looks like her mood improved.
So she cheated on you?
Yeah, friend of mine saw her with another guy. Guess I shouldn't be surprised considering our age difference, haha.
Don't think like that. I'm in the same situation and the younger one cheated.
Looks like we're just bad at choosing relationships then, ha ha ha.
I guess so, huh.
I gotta say, I never expected to have a conversation like this with my chemistry teacher.
Well, I can say the same thing about you. You're a lot younger and a student.
We may have more in common than we knew, huh? A smile spreads across her face.
Looks like it.
I almost forgot, I gotta get her phone. So is it rude for me to ask what the text was about? It really pissed you off, so I'm curious.
Can't you guess by now?
Since he cheated on you, I presume you broke up, but the text, I don't know.
The text isn't important. Just forget it.
Okay, I won't badger you about it. She's hiding it for a reason. I gotta know why. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. A perfect idea appears.
Huh?
I sent you an email yesterday. That essay we were supposed to send in.
Okay, I'll take a look at it when I get home.
No, could you just check if it was sent right so I can send it again in case it wasn't? She picks up the phone.
Fine, if it'll make you happy.
Your plan unfolding perfectly, you peek at her typing in her password. 80085. Boobs? Really? Huh. She goes to her email and, after not seeing your mail due to it not existing...
It's not there.
What? I knew it. My PC's been acting up lately, so I was worried it didn't send. Good thing I asked you to check. I'll try again, and if it still doesn't work, I'll bring it on a USB tomorrow, okay?
Sure.
Okay, bye.
You're leaving?
Yeah, I just noticed the time. I gotta go. You swiftly run out of the classroom. Okay, I got her password. Boobs, huh? I just have to repeat everything since she feels uncomfortable and runs out of the classroom, leaving the phone behind so I can take it. Might just light that car on fire today. Can't go there now. You repeat your actions until the text message comes. I have to make her uncomfortable again. Maybe I can make her even more uncomfortable so she doesn't come back so soon. Just gotta make sure I don't overdo it. She looks at the text message and gets angry, same as before.
Fucking... Excuse my language.
Haha, I don't mind. Something wrong?
Men are all dirty, cheating pieces of shit. That's what's wrong.
Well, not all guys are like that. And girls are no better. I got cheated on too. This lie worked last time.
You did? Sorry, you're right. I'm just pissed and letting off some steam.
I understand. Want to talk about it?
Thanks, but it's adult problems. Doesn't matter.
What makes you think I wouldn't understand? I'm not really a kid. You're actually just a year older than my ex.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I gotta admit, that surprises me.
Why is that?
It just does.
Let's see. So, can we talk about the text message now? Your attitude completely changed the moment you saw it.
Why are you so persistent about this?
Well, you seemed a little hurt too. Out of all our teachers, I kind of, well, don't want to see you like that.
Wow, that's really sweet.
Hey, Teach, you're blushing. As soon as you say this, she goes completely red.
This is... Shut up.
That's a cute reaction.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Flustered, she leaves the classroom in a hurry. Okay, she's out and she left the phone. You quickly pull the phone towards you. The password was... Oh, right! Ha ha ha, it's boobs. 80085. The phone unlocks. A few seconds and a couple of clicks later, you're in her messages. His texts are probably the ones under piece of shit. It didn't take her long to rename him. Let's see what they were talking about. You start scrolling through the text. Nicole, wait, fuck off, don't text me. Babe, I'm sorry, I told you to leave me alone. I'm really sorry I did that. Please give me another chance. Get your stuff and get out before I come back from work tomorrow. I'm going to sleep. Don't bother me anymore. Come on, babe. Babe, you're never going to find... You're never going to find someone like me again. Bitch, pick up your phone. I'm sorry, babe. Can't you just forgive me? Baby, please. I know you're not sleeping. Where are you? You up? I know you are. You up? I know you are. You always get up at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. to get ready for work. Just answer your phone already. Didn't I tell you not to text me anymore? Finally. Come on, babe. I miss you. Why don't you come back home for now? We can go to our room, lay in our bed. You can show me how you really feel about me. I don't have enough swear words in my dictionary to show you how I feel about you. Fuck off. But I can't live without you. Then just die. You know, I called you over 20 times. Yes, I know. I watched them all ring. Can't I do anything to set things right again? I already told you, die. I was gonna tell you, I promise. Weren't you supposed to go to your mom's place for the night? What, you heartless piece of shit? Waste of air? I can't believe you fucked some whore in our bed. Well, I can't believe you didn't call about not going to your mom's. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what? I'm done. Just get your shit and get out of my apartment before I come home. Fine, have it your way, bitch. Just so you know, her pussy was so much better. Fuck off and get chlamydia. Fuck you, too. I couldn't get all my stuff in one go. I'll come back later for the rest of it. Whatever I find when I get home is getting incinerated. Ha ha ha, that's what I love about you. So fierce. So, it's like she said. He cheated and she dumped him. But man, he's an idiot. Nicole walks back into the classroom.
Still here?
I wasn't supposed to be.
I guess it's okay. It's just that I should finish those.
Saying this, she looks at the stack of papers on her table. Oh, right. Sorry.
It's okay. I can do them at home if you're really set on talking.
Of course I want to talk to you more.
To be honest, I'm surprised. You've never shown much interest in talking to me before.
Well, the whole cheating situation made me connect to you in a weird way.
Do I even want to know what in a weird way means?
Nothing like that. I just meant that it was relatable for me.
Oh, right. You got cheated on, too.
Yeah, this is the most useful lie I've ever told.
Don't look so depressed. You're young. You're gonna meet another girl in no time.
Thanks. Hopefully she's as cool as you. Hearing this embarrasses Nicole, resulting in her turning bright red. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
You didn't. It's actually flattering.
You start walking towards the door. I really enjoyed talking to you, thanks.
Hold on.
She quickly gets close to you. The hell?
Don't worry. It's gonna be okay.
Saying this, she pulls you in and gives you a big hug. You can feel her large chest pressed against you. The hug lasts for a few seconds. Naturally, the only thing you didn't want happening happens. And she feels it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. They say, no, I'm sorry. Both embarrassed by what just happened, you just stand there for a few seconds. Holy shit, I just got a boner while she was hugging me. She's gonna think I'm some creep.
What am I thinking, hugging a student like that? And his... it got big. Really big. No, this isn't something a teacher should think about.
I should get going.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Bye. You run out of the classroom. Thank you. Okay. Nicole's story, well, hold on. She's actually a lot more fun than I thought. Just takes so fucking long to get her in a good mood. Guess talking to her after school again is a start. If I could choose between waking up to this and being stabbed with a knife made out of frozen drain cleaner, I'd choose the knife. Damn, that's hardcore. You repeat everything to the point where she comes back from the bathroom. Nicole walks back into the classroom.
Still here?
I wasn't supposed to be? Good, I managed to repeat everything perfectly.
I guess it's okay. It's just that I should finish those.
Saying this, she looks at the stack of papers on her table. Oh, right, sorry, and next she offers.
It's okay. I can do them at home if you're really set on talking.
I wonder if I should change something from this point on. To be honest, I'd really enjoy you just keeping you company while you graded the papers. It's been really fun talking to you, and I'd love to continue.
Interesting. You definitely don't have any ulterior motives?
Still doubting. Is your opinion of me really that low? Taken aback by what you just said, she responds.
I guess you're right. If anything, you really did change my opinion of you today. I'm sorry. I enjoyed your company, too. Though, I got quite a lot of papers to finish. You sure you want to stay?
I'd love to. Hey, from the look of those papers, we're going to be here a while. Want me to make a run for the store and get you something to drink? She answers without looking away from the papers.
A bottle of vodka would be perfect.
Really? Didn't know you were allowed to drink on school grounds. I've been missing out. This time she does raise her head and you see a coy smile.
Looks like you saw through the joke, huh?
Kinda, though considering what happened, I wouldn't be surprised if you were serious either.
Just a coffee will do. And there's no need to go all the way to the store. There's a coffee maker in the teacher's lounge. Here's the key.
Wow, I've never been there before, to be honest.
It's like every other room. Nothing special. If there's anyone in there, just tell them I sent you.
Sure, be right back. You leave the classroom and head for the teacher's lounge. Not long after, you're back with two cups of coffee. As you enter the classroom, Nicole quickly turns her head towards the window. Her hand is moving weirdly for a cough. Nah, I'm probably just seeing things. Hey, here's the coffee. Be careful, it's hot. I want to say just like you, but I feel the response wouldn't be that good.
It smells great. It's fascinating that a coffee smelling this good can taste this bad.
Really? Can it really be that bad? It actually does smell pretty good. After a few blows, you try the coffee yourself. Damn, you were completely right. It's disgusting.
Told ya.
Yeah, should have believed you and prepared my taste buds better. Was the chance of the coffee machine being broken taken into account?
Yeah, they checked. It's just a shitty machine, not broken.
Suddenly, you notice something that leaves you completely shocked. How could I miss it? That stain, it's gotta be. I get it now. She wasn't coughing. That's why her hand movement looked weird. She was wiping away tears. Guess the whole cheating thing hit you more than you let on, huh? Why did I bring it up? It just came out. Completely startled by the sudden change of subject, Nicole takes a second to respond. I'm sorry, I just noticed the wet spot on the paper. I presumed.
No, it's all right. I don't really know. I shouldn't care, and I thought I don't. But when I started remembering some things, I don't get it.
Don't get it?
Yeah, what the fuck? It's not like our sex life sucked. I did shit I never thought I would.
Wait, what?
I tried my ass off to make him happy, and What does he do? A fucking tramp. He does her.
Look.
In our bed, of all things.
She's in a ramp. Should I just let her blow off some steam?
I should be mad as fuck. I should have cut his balls off on the spot.
The angry look on her face goes away and is replaced with sadness. Shit, she really looks down. Hey, you know he's the one who should be crying, right? A woman that's as interesting and good-looking as you isn't supposed to be sobbing over something like this.
What?
Snap out of it. You're too good to act this way. Gotta do something to cheer her up.
I guess you're right.
You pick your chair up and bring it over next to her. Look, I know it's not easy.
Oh, yeah. You did go through the same thing.
It's not just that. I kind of feel bad for lying about that now. I hate seeing you like this. It's not the hard-ass takes-no-shit-from-anyone teacher I know.
That's just a facade I put on for class. No one would respect me otherwise. Why am I telling him this?
Really? I never have thought so, and I doubt that's true. They'd probably respect you even more if you were more honest about yourself.
I don't know. I'm a damn mess.
With what happened to you, it's only natural. Guess this really shed a new light on how I look at you. Still teary-eyed, she raises her head with a slightly forced-looking smile.
In a good way, no doubt.
Of course. I'm serious, though. As she's wiping off her tears, you get closer to her, face to face.
He's so close. It's...
I would have never believed you were this. I can't find the right word.
Depressed.
Fascinating. You notice the surprise on her face, but with surprise, there's also something else. Not sure what it was, but it was somehow attractive to watch.
Thanks. To be honest, I can't tell you how much I appreciate actually having someone to talk to about this.
She opened her mouth to say more, but either from the tension of the situation or momentary lack of self-control, to your surprise, she doesn't pull back, and it lasts for a few seconds. But Nicole soon comes back to her senses, realizing she almost started kissing you back, and pushes you away.
No, he kissed me.
I'm sorry.
This is not okay. You're a student. Even worse, my student. Why did he do this, and why did I almost...
It just happened. Why did I do this? It was like a reflex. Taking a few seconds to calm down, Nicole manages to say something first.
Look, how about we pretend this never happened, okay?
Okay. Why am I agreeing? True, I didn't plan it, but...
Alright, I gotta go now. I have to get out of here. This is not a situation I can handle right now.
Didn't you... Rushing to gather all her stuff... She leaves the classroom before you even finish the sentence. Shit, did I fuck it up by kissing her? Or was letting her go the fuck up? Idiot. Angry at yourself, you leave the classroom too and head home. Too pissed to actually do anything else, you simply go to bed. I should just imagine it's Katy Perry singing. Oh, we're done with Nicole. All we have left is the employee. Ever since I first saw the chick who works here, I haven't been able to get her off my mind. Man, she's so fucking hot. And since she works in a place like this, I'm sure she's a real freak in the sheets. Okay, Grim, don't chicken out. You can do this. And besides, if I fuck it up, I can just try again tomorrow, right? Mustering up all the courage you possibly can, you walk straight for the girl at the counter. Hi.
Hey there, kid. You sure you're not lost?
Huh?
It's just that you look a little young to be in a place like this.
Great. She's already looking at me as if I'm a child. God damn these jeans of mine. But really? I'm 18. I can show you my ID if you...
Chill. I'm teasing you. And let's keep this between us, but even if you weren't, I really wouldn't give a shit. The way I see it, you can never start exploring your sexuality too early.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, I'm Grim.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sophie. So what are you looking for?
Looking for?
Yeah? You didn't come here to introduce yourself to me, did you?
No, of course not. That'd be super weird. Get it together, Grim. Don't panic.
So, what are you interested in?
Fucking you right here on the counter for one thing. just browsing mostly.
Really? That's kind of weird. Most people usually come in here with something specific in mind.
Yeah. Give me a minute, folks. I'm gonna clean my glasses. There we go. That should do it. Oh, really?
Yeah. For example, this morning I had this pretty young girl come in and order a dildo. Not a small one, either.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who that could be.
That's actually one of the things I love about this job. Seeing the most innocent-looking person come in and buy some real kinky-ass shit. And I don't mean to overshare, but to be honest, it's kinda hot.
Yeah, definitely. I totally know what you mean.
Kinda makes me interested to know what kind of stuff you're into now.
Me?
Yeah.
Leaning in over the counter towards you, she flirtatiously whispers.
What exactly gets that cock of yours rock hard?
Shit! She's got me all messed up. What do I say? Well, I do like redheads. Don't say this is not Starless. This is not Closed Game. Too many to mention if I'm being honest, but redheads for one.
Really? Does anyone in particular come to mind?
Maybe, but I wouldn't want to embarrass her.
I'm sure whoever she is... Feeling embarrassed is not one of our personality traits.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Okay then. Alright, fuck it. Hold on. I like shit.
Right, but what kind of shit?
No, I literally mean shit. Feces. What is getting shat on, doing the shitting on? I can't get enough of all of it. Problem?
No, it's... Wow. I don't really know how to respond to that. Good for you, I guess.
Actually, I was just kidding. For some reason, I just thought it'd be a funny thing to say.
Then you really need to work on your humor.
Okay. We gotta go back a little bit.
What exactly?
Too many to mention if I'm being honest, but redheads for one.
Really? Does anyone in particular come to mind?
Maybe, but I wouldn't want to embarrass her.
I'm sure whoever she is, feeling embarrassed is not one of her personality traits.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Okay then. You turn me on.
Do I? So, let me ask you this. What would you do to me if you had the chance?
Oh, really? Oh, all kinds of dirty stuff. You're not gonna,
very vague. Sounds like something someone would say if they have no idea what they do.
I could see how you'd think that. So why don't I show you instead?
My oh my! Aren't you a forward one? You've almost got me blushing.
I'll take that as a compliment. So what do you say?
Well, I appreciate the offer. I don't let just anyone have a turn with this.
Fair enough. So what does a guy have to do to get that turn?
He needs to intrigue me. Be different than the other guys.
No, they always say that. Does being a guy who's stuck in a time loop count as different? I mean, technically it does. Different, huh? What kind of different?
Just someone who's adventurous, sexually speaking. Someone who's not afraid to delve into the darker side of their fantasies and desires.
Oh, we know what she wants. She wants time in that Pandora room from Fetish Locator. Interesting. You sound like you've put a lot of thought into this.
I just know what I want. Not to mention it took me going around the block a few more times than I cared about Matt before I figured it out.
Well, if you're looking for different, then you needn't look any further. Because I'm as different as it gets.
You're cute, but I find that really hard to believe.
I'm serious, I'm a real deviant.
Really? Okay, I'll bite. What's your deepest, darkest sexual fantasy? Something that you'd never tell anyone else.
Back to feces again. Mention Megan? There is one thing, but I don't know if I should tell you.
Come on, it's not like I'm gonna judge you or anything.
Alright, I'll tell you. You know that innocent girl you mentioned who came in to buy that dildo?
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, she's my sister.
Bullshit, no she isn't.
I'm not joking, her name's Megan.
As if that proves anything. But whatever. What about her?
Well, I kind of fantasize about her.
You fantasize about her? The girl that was just in here. The girl that you claim is your,
sister? That very one. Pretty fucked up, right?
I mean, sure, if I believed it. But as it is right now, I just think you're trying real hard to impress me.
I'm not lying, I swear it's true.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm pretty busy, so unless you want to buy something, I really should get back to work.
She's not buying it. Fuck it. Doesn't look like I'll be able to get any further. Maybe I should come here before Megan does. That way I'll be able to figure out a way to prove it. Whatever. But I'll be back tomorrow. I mean, I've got to go.
Later. For what it's worth, though, you kept me entertained a few minutes.
No problem. Bye. Somewhat irked, yet still hopeful about tomorrow, you leave the store. Go to the mall after school just before Megan does. Sounds like a transformer giving birth. Whoa, it says I can't go there now. Okay, let's try this again. Since Megan hasn't arrived yet, I'll have an opportunity to prove that Sophie that she really is my sister. Just as you'd done yesterday, you walk into the store and up to Sophie at the counter. Hi there.
Hey to you too, kid. Sure you're not lost?
If you're wondering whether I'm 18, the answer is yes. I know I look young, but I have an ID if you wanna...
Don't worry about it. I believe you. And let's just keep this between us, but even if you weren't, I really wouldn't give a shit.
That's good to hear. I mean, the way I see it, you can never start exploring your sexuality too early.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
More than you know. Anyway, I'm Grim.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sophie. So, what are you looking for today?
I should try my best to replicate how our conversation went the other day. Looking for...
Yeah? You didn't come here to introduce yourself to me, did you?
Haha, no, of course not. That'd be super weird.
So, what are you interested in?
Just browsing, mostly.
Really? That's kind of weird. Most people usually come in here with something very specific in mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For example, this morning I had this pretty young girl come in and order a dildo. Not a small one, either. She should be actually coming to pick it up soon. So, if you stick around long enough, you might just get to meet her.
Sounds tempting. I might do that.
I'm kidding, dude. That would totally be weird.
Oh, of course.
Anyways, that's actually one of the things I love about this job. Seeing the most innocent looking person come in and buy some real kinky ass shit. And I don't mean to overshare, but to be honest, it's kinda hot.
Yeah, definitely. I totally know what you mean.
Kinda makes me interested to know what kind of stuff you're into now.
Me?
Yeah.
Just as she did the other day, Sophie leans in over the counter towards you and flirtatiously whispers.
What exactly gets that cock of yours rock hard?
Too many to mention, if I'm being honest, but redheads for one.
Really? Does anyone in particular come to mind?
Maybe, but I wouldn't want to embarrass her.
I'm sure whoever she is, feeling embarrassment is not one of her personality traits.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Okay then. You turn me on.
Do I? So, let me ask you this. What would you do to me if you had the chance?
I know I should just play it cool like I did yesterday, but I wonder what reaction I'd get if I was more forward. So, how should I play this? Honestly, I'd lean you up against this counter and fuck you right here. As the words came out of your mouth, Sophie's jaw drops.
Wow. I can't believe you seriously just said that.
Why? You asked me to.
I know. It's just that most guys wouldn't be so direct.
I'm not like most guys, but you'll learn that in time.
Well, I know. Aren't you a confident young man? What makes you think I'd even give you the time of day?
All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and leave it off here because we've already, you know, finished the teacher's thing pretty much, and now we're working on Sophie, and we'll continue with her. I don't know how much longer it'll be, but, you know, we got a few more characters, and then we're rolling into Lust Theory Season 2, which is a whole different animal. I'm still waiting on the big update, though. They've added a lot more voice clips and all that sort of thing, so we're still waiting on just a little bit of that before I jump right in. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.